AGA President and CEO Bill Miller optimistic on reversal of OBBB gambling tax. American Gaming Association, AGA, President and CEO Bill Miller expressed optimism about reversing new gambling tax limits under the recently enacted One Big Beautiful Bill Act, OBBB. Speaking during his keynote address at the Global Gaming Expo, G2E, in Las Vegas on Tuesday, Miller reaffirmed his commitment to protecting the interests of the regulated gaming sector. He said the AGA is focused on overturning a section of the OBBB that restricts the amount of gambling losses players can deduct against winnings. The new provision, which takes effect on January 1, 2026, reduces the allowable deduction from 100% to 90% of gambling winnings. This change means that players who end a year at a break-even point could still face a tax bill on income they did not actually earn. Miller described the loss deduction cap as an unnecessary burden on both players and the broader gaming industry. He said the AGA is actively working with bipartisan members of Congress, including Nevada Representative Dina Titus and Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, to restore the full 100% deduction. Miller emphasized that the AGA intends to push for this correction before the rule takes effect, framing it as an issue of fairness and consistency for millions of taxpayers who engage in legal gaming activities. While critical of certain tax provisions, Miller acknowledged that the OBBB also includes measures that benefit the gaming industry. One such measure is an increase in the reporting threshold for slot machine jackpots, which rises from $1,200 to $2,000. The adjustment, effective next year, is the first upward revision in decades. The AGA views it as a step in the right direction but continues to advocate for a higher threshold of $5,000. Aligning with inflation and modern gaming economics. Miller stated that the association will maintain pressure on lawmakers to achieve that figure in future legislative sessions. Illegal gambling remains a major threat. During his address, Miller also focused on the ongoing challenge posed by illegal gambling operations, which he described as a major threat to the legitimacy of the regulated market. According to AGA data, Americans wager approximately $674 billion each year through illegal or unregulated operators. These entities include offshore betting platforms and domestic businesses that operate under alternative labels such as sweepstakes, skill-based games, or sports event contracts. Miller warned that these operators deliberately attempt to obscure their true nature to evade taxation and oversight. He emphasized that such activity undermines state and tribal sovereignty, as well as consumer protections established by licensed operators. Miller reiterated that any form of wagering activity should comply with the same regulatory standards applied to legal casinos and sportsbooks. He also called for greater cooperation between regulators, lawmakers, and the AGA to close loopholes that allow illegal operators to continue profiting in jurisdictions where sports betting or online casino gaming remains restricted. Currently, legal sports betting is authorized in 39 states and D.C. while only 7 have legalized online casino gaming. The AGA continues to use these figures to highlight the market gap that illegal operators exploit. Miller argued that expanding regulated gambling and enforcing consistent standards across all states will help protect players and strengthen industry integrity. His comments underscored the AGA's ongoing campaign to create a fair, transparent, and responsible gaming environment that benefits both consumers and government agencies dependent on regulated tax revenues. Miller concluded by reaffirming the AGA's dedication to working with policymakers to refine federal and state gaming laws. He noted that ensuring tax fairness, increasing slot jackpot thresholds, and eliminating unregulated competition are central goals for the industry's future stability. His message at G2E reflected a broader commitment to advancing the economic and regulatory progress made since the legalization of sports betting in 2018. While addressing new challenges introduced by evolving legislation like the OBBB.